Paul Carrick from Cause Canada joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you, Rob.
You're home right now. I understand you've put yourself in a bit of a quarantine after returning from Sierra Leone.
I spent 2 weeks in Sierra Leone and in Guinea doing Ebola control work, and Public Health Canada requires individuals like myself to endure a 21-day voluntary quarantine because my activities in Africa were considered to be low risk. My time was spent in boardrooms dealing with UNICEF and World Health Organization officials on designing containment programs and working on budgets, and then meeting village leaders who are healthy and figuring out how we can increase public awareness of this disease and the containment of it.
Even though you were involved in low-risk activities, you must have had a certain maybe trepidation or a bit of nerves going into an Ebola zone like that.
A little bit. And unfortunately, I spent most of my time in Sierra Leone, and Sierra Leone is still the country that has done the poorest job of containing the virus. On the ground, the mortality rate is 70 to 80%. One should not go to Sierra Leone or West Africa this time unless you have a compelling reason. And I was overseeing the spending of approximately $250,000 on Ebola preventions.
And what exactly is Cause Canada doing right now?
Cause Canada has a history in Sierra Leone that goes back over 20 years. So we have 100 African staff working full-time on Ebola prevention. So we are going out into very remote villages, talking about how this is a viral infection, how it is spread, what needs to be done to contain it. We're talking about washing hands with water and chlorine. We're talking about no physical touching. Most importantly, we're talking about all deaths need to be reported to the central government. Lots and lots and lots of public education.
Even though you personally were involved in low-risk activities, according to your blog at cause.ca, it sounds like you had a chance to meet with some pretty inspiring people who were involved in sort of the high-risk things that needed to be done.
Yeah, we don't give enough credit to African healthcare workers. And just in Sierra Leone, of 294 professional healthcare people, 224 have died from Ebola. That's just heartbreaking. So I was networking with many of these people. I work with a Sierra Leone doctor. We were able to give him funding to conduct a sensitization program on the border between Guinea and Sierra Leone. So we actually distributed hand-washing stations and masks and gloves to border officials so that anyone crossing the border between Guinea and Sierra Leone in the north has their temperature checked, is forced to wash their hands. So I was very delighted to be able to do that.
How's the country changed?
There's a mix of fear and complacency. The Ebola crisis has been going on for almost a full year now. So people, generally speaking, are well aware. They've modified their behavior. All the bars and the discos have been closed. There were travel restrictions through the month of January, so no one could go anywhere in the country. Public markets have been highly restricted in when they can operate and how many people may attend. The hospitality and the tourism industry has been almost wiped out. So the disease has heightened poverty within an already poor country. It's not a happy place at the moment.
Do you see any silver linings, though, for Sierra Leone?
I do. People are now paying attention to public health. People are now understanding the importance of preventative medicine. Now, the curative people and their heroes, God bless them, who go into the treatment centers, wear the biohazard suits, and deal with very sick people, that's spectacular. But that won't end the epidemic. The epidemic will be terminated by people actually teaching prevention and getting people to modify their behavioral practices. So this emphasis on preventative medicine has meant that Sierra Leoneans are now open to vaccinations, they're open to washing their hands, they realize that environmental degradation in their villages can precipitate higher incidence of malaria, and unfortunately in West Africa there's a very high incidence of high blood pressure and diabetes. So all kinds of people are coming forward for routine medical screening, and that has been a wonderful positive of this epidemic.
Despite the quarantine and the risk you put yourself in, do you feel your trip was worthwhile?
My trip was very worthwhile. I love Africa. I have very many dear friends. So standing in solidarity with them at this moment of crisis was deeply gratifying. And then also a huge thrill to be able to bring funding to enable people to do concrete things to terminate this epidemic and just remind them that the world is watching and that the world cares.
I understand you guys have a big public event about this coming up here in the near future.
Yes, I come out of quarantine on the 11th of March, and on the 12th of March, we're throwing an information session and fundraiser at the Canmore Miners Union Hall at 6:30. TR3 is going to be playing. We'll have food and drink. We'll be talking about the current situation. We're inviting anyone to come. You're interested in Ebola and all that can be done to prevent this infectious disease, please, 6:30, 12th of March, Miners Union Hall. Tickets are available online and can be purchased at the door. Please come out and help us to end this epidemic as quickly as possible.
You can read Paul's travel blog from his recent trip to Sierra Leone. You can also find out more about how you can fund their Ebola fighting efforts, cause.ca. Paul Carrick from Cause Canada, thanks for joining me on the show today.
My pleasure. Thank you.